Hi, this is Grant Edwards. Welcome to Liberty NZ. This is an urgent report from Liberty NZ. Urgent report at 7 minutes to 12. And today's date is the 20th, Wednesday, the 20th of October, New Zealand Daylight Saving Time, 11:53. 11:53, Grant Edwards reporting, and I have an urgent message. Urgent message. So we'll just wait, give you a long enough time to call in, and we will start this podcast, this live cast, an urgent message. Urgent message. People need to be warned. I would say it's a Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. That's how serious this message is. Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. Except that I'm not in trouble where I am here. The whole of New Zealand is in big trouble. Big trouble. Okay, so here is the message. Right. Right, here we go. Now, this has just been sent to me by a very reliable source. This gentleman has never sent me anything before that hasn't been verified. So, here it is. So, this has comes from the Hear Our Voices NZ Facebook page. I've just been given the heads up today from someone in a high-level tourism ministry meeting in Wellington that this Friday, government is going to announce that no one will be able to travel in or out of Auckland border unless they have one jab, effective immediately. Now, that's in brackets after that, it says Friday. So I don't know whether it's effective immediately now or whether it's effective immediately on Friday. And a double jab by the 1st of December. This also applies to all domestic travel, mandatory vax for all workplaces by the 25th of November, and it appears they are bringing in new traffic light systems to replace the current level system throughout, that's the new current level. So I guess that's the level of like level 2, level 3 in this COVID fiasco. So my email is libertynz2030@gmail.com for as long as I've got that. I've got another one, but I'll report that. I've got a Proton mail, but I'll give you that at a later date. So you need to warn as many people as you can. I'm going to read this again. Someone has just sent me this report. This comes from the Hear Our Voices NZ Facebook page. Just given a heads up today from someone in a high-level tourism ministry meeting in Wellington that this Friday, New Zealand government is going to announce that no one will be able to travel in or out of Auckland border unless they have one jab effective immediately, and that will be Friday, we assume, because that will be announced on Friday, and double jabbed by the 1st of December. This also applies to all domestic travel. Mandatory vax for all workplaces by the 25th of November, and it appears they are bringing in a new traffic light system to replace current level system. So we'd appreciate your thoughts on this. So I'm going to read it again, because for those of you coming in late, I want you to hear this, and I will also be publishing this live cast as soon as I finish. So my name's Grant Edwards, you listen to Liberty NZ, and someone has just sent me this message, a very reputable person who has never sent me anything that hasn't been verified. The heads up has just come from, this was seen first on the Hear Our Voices NZ Facebook page, and the heads up is that someone in a high-level tourism ministry meeting in Wellington that this Friday, they have said that this Friday the New Zealand government is going to announce that no one will be able to travel in or out of Auckland without one jab, effective immediately Friday, and double jab by the 1st of December. This also applies to all domestic travel, mandatory vax for all workplaces by the 25th of November, and it appears they are bringing in a new traffic light system to replace the current level system. So this is Grant Edwards reporting for Liberty NZ. If you're not saved, If you don't know the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, as your Savior, now is the time to repent of your sins, to call out to Him and beg His forgiveness for your sins in the past. You know what they are. He's given us the Ten Commandments, so we know what we've done wrong. The Bible says that Jesus said that even if you look at a woman to lust after her, you've committed adultery with her in your heart. So God's level is very high. But he's so loving that He came to earth and as a man, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, came and laid down His life and rose again 3 days later according to Scripture. And all you have to do is turn from your wicked ways, ask for forgiveness. The Bible says first you have to believe that He did that for you, and believe by faith that His blood was so precious and powerful that it could wash away all of your sins. And all you have to do is go to the Roman Catholic Church and ask the Pope to know. You don't have to do any of that. You don't have to go to the Baptist Church or the Anglican Church. In fact, stay away from these buildings. You just call out to the Lord, the Bible tells us, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. The Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We must be saved. It's a commandment. The Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And I have a moral obligation. I have a responsibility. If you know the truth and you love the truth, I have a responsibility to share the truth. We all do. All you Christians need to rise up, lift up your voices like a trumpet, stand on the street corners and warn people that the Lord is coming back. The devil is about to be unleashed upon the earth through the Antichrist, and soon the mark of the beast will come upon us. This is just a precursor to the final 7-year tribulation period that we'll be entering into very soon. Many people, the Bible tells us, a third of the world's population will be wiped out. And if it's the worst tribulation the world has ever seen, the Bible tells us. And when the Bible says something, it always comes true. So you need to repent now, today. Don't put it off till tomorrow, because you don't know what tomorrow will bring. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Once you die, folks, you can't ask Jesus to forgive you. Once you stop breathing, once your heart stops beating, that's it for you. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. There's no coming back as a butterfly. Reincarnation, the Eastern cult reincarnation, is a trick from the devil. The devils have fooling you. And all this business about I was a princess in the 17th century, it's all demonic. The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 18 that God hates it. And you know why He hates it? Calling on familiar spirits? Because He knows it's going to lead you to the pit of hell. That's why. And He loves you. The reason why He doesn't want you to have sex with all these different people is because He knows it's going to give you venereal disease, which can only be suppressed by the pharmaceutical industry. It can never be cured. And it will be given to the third and the fourth generations with a tertiary stage disease. You can't get rid of it. You will not make a liar out of God. So you need to repent today, folks. Repent today and call out to Him and say, dear Lord, please forgive me. You know the Bible. You know Jesus came to lay down His life for us. He's the Lamb of God. A lamb is a sacrifice for our sins. Just like in Narnia, the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe. The lion is a picture of Jesus, who came to earth in human form and laid down His life. God Himself became one of us and laid down His life so that all we have to do is believe it. We don't have to do anything. Just believe that He did that for us. And the Bible says, for whosoever shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you don't, if you're too proud to do that, the Bible says you're going to be thrown on God's rubbish dump. You don't keep your rubbish. Why would you expect God to keep His? So it's over to you, folks. Don't delay another second. Grant Edward, signing out.